attracts Marines. Long hair is mesmerizing to male humans. This is the kind of science you should be studying. Long hair is a hassle. Life is a hassle. La vie est dure. But it's worth it, right? You could also stoop to using makeup, eyeliner, blush, something on your lips, and look like some washed-up Hollywood star on the cover of the National Enquirer.
Well, now we know that Steph and Alexandra are eighth graders and have been best friends since nursery school. They're pretty different from one another. Alexandra talks a lot. She's very upbeat. She has a boyfriend named Trevor and seems to be really into boys in general. She's very concerned about finding a boyfriend for Steph. Steph is quieter than Alexandra and more serious. Her parents are marine biologists, scientists who study sea life. I guess Steph takes after them, because Alexandra mentions that Steph spends a lot of time around eels and sea urchins. Steph claims she doesn't want a boyfriend, and she isn't interested in Alexandra's beauty advice. Let's start near the middle of page 22, with the paragraph that begins, "I could see Alexandra roll her eyes."
I could see Alexandra roll her eyes. Didn't we have this exact discussion at sailing camp last summer? I'm telling you, the natural windblown look won't get you very far. It's strictly for the homeless and war refugees, she sighed. It's as if you're trying to repel boys. When we got to choose a language last year, you could have picked French, the language of love. Instead, you had to choose German, the most masculine language on the face of the earth. Honestly, Steph, a girl taking German might as well write gay and proud on her forehead. I don't believe it. Have you ever been asked out? I had no reply to toss back at her. And then there's your name. And what's wrong with that? Nothing, said Alexandra. If you'd use it, Stephanie says slinky and shapely, a perfect name to go with long hair. But when I hear Steph, the first thing that comes to my mind is strep, as in strep throat. I'm being brutally honest with you.